Hey everybody, you're listening to Beyond 1894. This is the official podcast of Louisiana Tech University. My name is Gavin Kelly from the Office of University Communications, and I'm joined today by our dear friend Lindsay Murray from University Advancement. She's the Director of Annual Giving. Lindsay,
hello.
How are you?
Hello. So glad to be here.
It's good to see you again. You've been on the podcast before. We had you with the Lanyap Ladies to talk about that a couple years ago. But this one's focused on Giving Day. We got Giving Day coming up in April, right?
It is. April 18th, 21 days from now?
Mm-hmm.
The ticker, the countdown. Yeah,
by the time this episode comes out, by the time you're listening to this, we'll be a little bit closer.
Yep.
But that's still plenty of time to be a part of Giving Day and get those gifts in. So just for someone who may not know, sure, even though it's implied in the name, tell us what Giving Day is.
So Giving Day is a 24-hour fundraising period that really shines a light on the university. So in many facets, what we're doing spotlights our faculty and staff, spotlights our students who are the heart and soul of the university. But we really get to shine a light on the things that they're doing every day that may or may not go unnoticed. You know, athletic teams get noticed all the time for they're really our front porch to our university, but the stuff that goes on beyond the athletics, the research, the innovation, the entrepreneurship, the things that go on every single day, that is what Giving Day is all about, shining a light on those programs, those people. And ultimately, this year, our theme was fulfilling our potential. We took a cue from Dr. Henderson's podcast with you a couple of weeks ago, or maybe months ago now.
It's time.
Yeah, sure. But we took cues from his podcast, and we really just really cast the net with fulfilling our potential. Giving Day 2024 really means to us everything that we can do to help students achieve their dreams. Mm-hmm. It's really what Giving Day is about. Now, obviously, we do that in a very public way. We, you know, there's lots and lots of mail that goes out. There's lots and lots of email that goes out. There's a platform all its own with a ticker and matches and challenges and all those cool things. But boiled down in its very simplest form is allowing our students to achieve their dreams and fulfill their potential.
Yeah. And it's, you know, there's always sort of giving going on behind the scenes in different amounts, and it's all contributing to a larger goal. But the point of Giving Day is, like you said, to kind of make it a big public hoorah for 24 hours and make a big deal out of it so that everyone can kind of be a part of the same team for that day.
It's like a big pep rally for the university as a whole. The University Advancement, our whole division, we exist to financially augment the university. That's our role. We do that day in and day out. But to have all hands on deck for this event, hyping our university both publicly and privately, among our very own people in our own backyards to across the globe. It's really telling the good things about what's going on here on our campus.
Yeah. And it's, like you said, all hands on deck, meaning that it probably will be a long and potentially stressful day, but it's a good thing, right? The busier the phones are and the busier that ticker is, that it's a good problem to have.
Yep. Right? So we go live at midnight on the 18th that night. And then we go all the way to the next midnight. It's 24 hours and it's a tiring day. I will be honest. This is our sixth year as a university to do it. My fourth time to be involved with Giving Day. But it's rewarding work. And ultimately, allowing a donor to connect with a meaningful way to the university that they love and give back to really help propel the next generation to help achieve their dreams in the same way that they did, or maybe in a little different way. But the ability to give back in whatever way, shape, or form that a donor wants to do that and connect with the university is a really special work for us to be a part of.
For sure. And, you know, like you said, sixth annual Giving Day coming up. It's kind of built upon itself every year to the point, like, you know, how much bigger can we get? But I know last year was a record-breaking one. So kind of talk about the growth of Giving Day over these last several years, especially from what you've seen.
Last year we had a record year at $2.4 million. In previous 4 years, we'd only raised, well, I say only raised, like nothing, but right at $1 million each year. So last year, we had a single gift of $1 million that came in about 8 p.m. That day. And so we were so excited. We really didn't know what to do with ourselves. And, you know, we weren't quite prepared for that great of a success. But I hate to say that was we weren't prepared. Of course we were prepared, but
it's just
you know,
a pleasant surprise.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. Yes. But so Giving Day evolved. It's kind of an industry thing among Advancement.
Right. Because this is a every school everywhere kind of
does this. Yes. Every university across the nation does a Giving Day in some way, shape, or form. It looks different. Some people do it for a week. Some people do it for 2 weeks. Some people do it for a whole month. We choose as a university to do it for 24 hours. And in 2019, when it first started, was right after the tornado came and cut through our campus. And it was a very responsive way for our university, very publicly, to give back to student emergency relief funds and things like that were kind of the most given to funds in those years. But as it went on and progressed, it became an opportunity that we realized was to shine a light on various things that maybe didn't always get spotlighted throughout the year. And so we have worked really hard with our faculty and staff. We've worked hard with our partners and our donors to really make this really a focus day, but a meaningful day in a way that we are able to just cheerlead and hurrah all things Louisiana Tech that day.
It's cool to think about the way that people give on Giving Day because obviously, gifts of every size make an impact. You know, that $1 million, that $2 million, it doesn't happen without adding up those $20, $10, and $30 gifts. You know, so everything's important. But a person who gives—I mean, not just on Giving Day, but on Giving Day because that's what we're talking about—can be as generic or specific with their gift as they'd like, right?
Right.
So what's the process like for somebody who would like to give on Giving Day?
So I always tell somebody, if you don't really identify with a specific program that you want to give back to, University Excellence is really a great fund to give to. That's really the unrestricted dollar, right? So when we're in a state budget and a state legislature, we have line items that we have certain dollar amounts appointed to each and everything on our campus. Mm-hmm. That unrestricted dollar is very much the unicorn, right? So that's a great way to start. If you just know you want to give back in some way, shape, or form, but not really are sure why, or you're maybe not connected to a specific program or whatever, University Excellence is one. University Scholarships, especially if a student or an alumni even has had a scholarship or knows what kind of impact a scholarship had on their educational experiences, University Scholarships is exactly what it is. It goes right back into scholarships for students. But beyond that, if you have a particular affinity for a program, student organization, even those things are all available to make gifts to. And you're right, those $10, $20, $30, $100, $250 gifts are really the bread and butter of what the majority of that 2.4 that I obviously, aside from that 1 million, that's what it's comprised of. I have a couple of numbers from last year. So 814 donors gave through our platform last year. There was over 1500 total gifts all day, whether they called it or we got a check or whatever. But 814, so that was an opportunity for our people to go on and engage with our university and give to a way that was important for them. Any gift, any size, it doesn't matter. What we're doing is we're empowering our community, we're driving innovation, and we're shaping the future leaders of tomorrow. That's what it's about.
Yeah. It'd be great if we all just had $1 million to rally to the cause. But it takes all those to add up. I think that you in this role have had a unique perspective on not just Giving Day, but the concept of giving here at Louisiana Tech. So talk to me kind of about how your perception of, you know, maybe giving and what alumni relations and that sort of thing has been like to you over these last few years.
Yeah, well, I came into this role. I worked in human resources when I first was hired here on campus. And then my skill sets aligned with just some prior work that I had done in nonprofits for about 15 years prior. And I knew that I could make a difference with relationship building. And that's really what fundraising is about. Establishing relationships with people and connecting with ways, first and foremost, is great in any job. But then when you get to connect people with things that they love, that's where magic happens. And so for me, it's been extremely rewarding to not only take Giving Day from where it was to where it now is. But also, it's been a way for me to give back. I am a grad student here on campus. I did my undergrad at ULM 20 years ago. It's been very interesting to go back as a 43-year-old woman with, you know, a full-time mom and full-time employee. But even in the small time that I've been here, both as a student and as an employee, I always knew that there was something special about Louisiana Tech. My husband is a Tech grad, played baseball here in undergrad, and I knew that there was something tangible and special about Louisiana Tech before I ever even came to work here.
Yeah.
But now being a part of that and seeing the passion and the drive and commitment from our faculty and staff on a daily basis and what they pour into our students just makes it that much easier to do what I do. And I'm really excited that Giving Day is just kind of like the Super Bowl of all those efforts throughout the year.
Yeah, you know, people may tend to think of, you know, fundraising as asking for money, but you kind of alluded to it. It's more building friendships and relationships, and then the money kind of just is second nature at that point, right?
It's the loyalty, that ever loyal bee is more than just our motto. It really is, it transcends through everything that we do on campus, whether it's in a class or in a meeting or making a gift. It's really part of who we are as a university, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. Not many people get to come to work and do what I do every day. And, you know, some days are hard, but they're all rewarding. And when I get to be a part of a day like this, it really reminds me of how fortunate we are to be really at the forefront of a lot of things that are going on for the state and for the nation, in that matter. The disciplines that we have on this campus, the different degree programs that are not offered anywhere else or maybe started here and now are being replicated nationwide. It's really a unique place to be.
So a day like this, Giving Day, April 18th, what's that day going to be like for you and the team?
Well, it's usually pretty quiet. You would think that it would be just crazy with the phones ringing off the hook, but the system and the platform that we use is very automated. All the work is really done beforehand. So once we have everything loaded into our platform, the platform really does a lot of the work for itself. So I'd like to say, or like for people to think that I'm just, you know, running myself ragged, but that's really not the case. I troubleshoot problems. Obviously, if people are having difficulty locating a different fund that they want to, you know, supply or a gift that they want to make, that's really my role there. I might do some status updates every now and then on social media or some videos even, but really I just get to enjoy the fruits of the labor and the work that we put in.
Yeah, because you spend a whole year from one giving day to the other laying that groundwork, right?
Yes. We started planning this back in, we set the date probably in September of last year. And then so it's just been a steamroll ever since then.
Yeah. So on Giving Day, someone decides they'd like to give. The main Giving Day site is louisianatechgivingday.org, right?
Correct.
And that's a, by the way, whether you give or you don't, and obviously we hope you do, but whether you give or you don't, that's a fun site to look at throughout the day because you can see the names rolling in, the amounts, and you can watch that number get higher and higher. So I think if you're just looking for some excitement on that day, it's a fun website to check out.
Yeah, definitely. And when you make a gift, if you decide that that's something that you want to do, you know, share that online. We're using the hashtag TechGivingDay to really track our momentum.
There you go.
And have that, you know, and share, be proud of the fact that you made a gift. There's some really cool features on the website. There's some social media assets and logos and stuff that you can say, I gave, and you can download one of those and share on your social posts to spread the momentum publicly. Yeah.
Yeah. Let people know. Let people know that you're part of the cause. Is the website the best way? What are some other ways if people want to give on Giving Day? They can call in.
You can call in. I'll be happy to take a credit card over the phone. The easiest way is through the LouisianaTechGivingDay.org. And if for some reason that's a really long hashtag or website and you don't want to remember that, or you can always just go to lawtech.edu. There'll be a hyperlink from the very main homepage of the Tech's website, so you can get to it really easily. But yeah, or the lawtechalumni.org mm-hmm. too. We'll have a hot link there, the foundation's website. So it should be pretty easy. You should be able to see stuff on social media, be looking for videos. There's some really cool video that our own Harley Price did that is on YouTube. So yeah. It's pretty cool to see a couple of students giving their whys about why they are involved, and hope that you are too. So we're really excited.
Yeah, and chances are, you know, especially for Tech alums, that they have already received some kind of communication, some kind of email, some kind of text or something, getting them ready for Giving Day. So when that Giving Day comes, one last thing before we let you go, talk about sort of matches and challenges on Giving Day, because that's a good way to kind of stretch your dollar further, because there's some gifts that are kind of pledged if X fund reach X amount, right? So correct. Talk about those.
Yeah, every single college, all five of our colleges, have at least two, sometimes three matches and challenges. So basically it gamifies their gift. So they've pledged a certain seed amount of money, and that money is unlocked when 20 or 25 gifts are made, then that money is added to the pot in extra. So it's a fun way, a competitive way for your dollar to really just, or for those donors' dollars to stretch even further beyond just their gift. But then it also creates that that competitive within the competitive gamification within a college. You got some colleges wanting to outperform other colleges, and competition doesn't hurt anybody. But yeah. There are quite a few. So those will be right under on the homepage, just right underneath the main. You just scroll down, and it'll be right there. All the matches and challenges. There's one for every college. There's quite a few of them. This year, we don't have any athletics matches and challenges. They're all education-based. So it's just taking advantage of an opportunity that's likely to provide an immediate impact on the lives of our students and faculty. And our alumni get that.
Yeah.
And so they want to allow us to leverage their money to raise even more money.
Yeah. If you were in the, you know, on the webpage and kind of type in your gift in, and you see one of those matches, and you're already going to give to that area anyway. Yeah, make it go towards that. Giving Day, by the time you're listening to this, by the time this comes out, will be very near, very on the horizon. So we hope that if you're listening, you're looking forward to that and being a part of that. Again, LouisianaTechGivingDay.org is the place to be on April 18th. Be a part of the cause. Lindsay, good luck to you and the team on Giving Day. Thank you for being here with us today to talk about it.
Yeah, always glad to have you us come over and chat us up and talk about Giving Day. It's fun.
Good deal. Good to see you, and go Dawgs.
Heck yeah, go Dawgs.
Thank you for listening to Beyond 1894. Please subscribe and rate us wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information about this episode, you can check out our show notes. Beyond 1894 is produced by Louisiana Tech University's Office of University Communications.